To try and show you how the Clark-Wilson model actually works, we have this lovely little diagram where a user on the top left is going to go ahead and try and access a constrained data item. So going straight across, if the user wants to access the constrained data item, they have to go through the integrity verification process. This is basically, if you will, an intermediary making sure that the user has the permission to access the data item, and it's ensuring that the data item is actually correct and has the correct integrity associated with it. The middle layer is where the user wants to make changes to the constrained data item. Again, you have the middleman, the transformation procedure, and basically it's making sure that the read or the write is actually validated and all the checks and balances are met and the integrity of that item are upheld. And at the bottom level here, you have a user accessing an unconstrained data item. There's no verifications, no checks and balances. It's unconstrained, so there are no intermediary processes required.